There are many new and different issues confronting young adults as they start to make their way in the world these days. And according to a recent survey, one of the things they find really difficult is that they don't seem to be able to get straight answers from the rest of us. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome to the program today as we kick off a new series called Burning Issues, the Questions Young Women Are Asking, with my special guests Janelle Knox and Cho Brereton. I have to tell you, we are in for an exciting couple of weeks on the program starting today because I have two very special guests in the studio with me who are going to be chatting with us specifically about the questions that young women in their late teens, early to mid-20s are asking of Christianity and indeed of God. And the reason they know so much about it is because they've actually surveyed young women to find out what's on the mind of this up-and-coming generation. But before we meet our guests, let me share some statistics with you, stats that you might find, well, maybe a little bit confronting to say the least. Of the 3.4 billion women in the world today, 1.7 billion, or fully half of them, are under the age of 25. 63 million suffer from eating disorders. Over 425 million suffer from depression. 938 million, that's almost 1 billion women, have been beaten, raped or sexually assaulted. 22 million will have an abortion this year, and over 300,000 will commit suicide. Cho Brereton and Janelle Knox, welcome to the program. And before we introduce your particular interest in young women, Janelle, come on, you're a mum with a young daughter, I believe.
Yes, hello.
How do those stats make you feel about her future in this world?
Look, it's something that I've given a lot of thought to. She's growing up in a generation that's completely different to when I was growing up. I think those statistics are overwhelming when you look at them. But as a mum of a young girl, she's only three, turning four, though she would think she's going on 30. You know, I look at her and I think she's got a lot to face. We need to really instill some sure things into her life so that she knows that she's loved, that she's got a purpose, that she's got value, that she's got a compass to come back to, a moral compass of some kind to come back to, so that she can discover who she is. And, you know, we're all about discovering who we are in Christ. And so I really want to point her in that direction and really instill in her those qualities that Christ has given her and to really build on her as a person. Not that, you know, she's not just my offspring, she's her own person, and to try and bring her into that place of understanding completely who she is so that she can go into the world and not be afraid to be who she is.
That's cool. Now, you've both got a heart for young women to the extent that you've kicked off a magazine specifically to address that. Cho, tell us about that. What's it called, what's it about, and what's the aim of your magazine?
Hi, Bernie. Thanks for inviting us. The magazine is called Mickey Magazine. M-I-C-I stands for Made in Christ's Image. And the magazine really is to try and help young women find their identity in Christ. You know, it came about because both Janelle and I have such a passion to see young women grow up into who God has made them to be and to find that out, to discover it as well. And of course, it's a wonderful, fantastic journey, but on the way through that, there's a lot of issues that they have to face. And, you know, being young women ourselves, we've grown up, we know that there's a lot out there. So hopefully this magazine will give young women a great point to come to and a great point of reflection as well, and a great point to find advice and answers as well to a lot of the questions that, you know, they have about life.
You've gone out and you've asked young women what are the questions on their lives. Just quickly, what are some of the issues?
Oh, peer pressure is one of the biggest
ones. It's a huge one.
Peer pressure's huge. Mm. Body image, self-esteem, you know, sex and sexual issues.
Yeah.
There comes back to that core thing that we're talking about. It's not really knowing who they are in the culture of today and where they can find their place. Where do I fit? Body image, I would have to say, would be peer pressure and body image on the top of that list.
Yeah, well, you know, and I think that a lot of young women are also worried about all the stuff that's in between, like their finances, who they're going to grow up to be, whether they can make a mark on their world, and, you know, how to deal with friends who approach them with stuff that they're not quite sure how to handle it themselves. It's very interesting, the gamut of information that has come through.
And then where does God fit?
Yes.
And how do I get to hear from him? And where do I get direction from him?
Yes.
And so they're kind of trying to juggle all of these balls in the air and go, okay, so I've got this issue and where's God? I don't feel him. I can't hear from him. I'm not getting, you know, straight answers like we're talking about today. I'm not getting straight answers from people. So they then walk away sometimes frustrated and shaking their head and shaking their fist at God, going, well, come on, God, you know, I asked you the question. Where can we go from here? And I just do feel that that's part of their frustration as well.
Other than that, their lives are pretty straightforward.
Oh, yeah,
other than that, they're fine.
Their life is full.
Yeah.
So straight answers. Are they getting straight answers from the church?
No, I don't believe so.
No.
I don't believe they are. And I think one of the reasons for that is I personally feel like sometimes the church gets stuck in this perspective of having to have it all together, having to be the ones that we're the ones called to shine our light. We're the ones that are supposed to be a change in the community. And so we have to be perceived to have it all together, have, you know, no sin in our lives, have all the answers, have it, you know, all right, all the boxes checked. And so I just don't feel like girls are then feeling they can ask the tough questions. Mm. And I also feel that maybe the church is afraid of causing offence for being a little bit black and white on some issues, so they take the grey area rather than taking the high road.
Mm. Yeah. Where are they going, Cho, for answers? Who are they asking?
Well, a lot of them are asking their friends what to do about, you know, very, very hard topics. They're looking to magazines for what they should do. They're looking to the media for where they should go. They're looking to everything other than possibly where they should be looking, but of course they can't find the answers there.
And that's a pretty confused marketplace.
Absolutely.
Right?
It's very confused at the moment. You know, everything goes and everything's fine and there's seasons for everything. So you're right one day and you're wrong the next. I mean, you know, what do you do when everything's kind of so up and down and so transient? It's very, very hard.
And then you read something, John chapter 16, verse 13. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth.
Yes.
For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. Mm. And he will tell you things to come. There's this kind of promise from God that there's a truth out there. Mm. And yet I wonder whether sometimes the church isn't answering questions that people aren't asking.
Yeah.
That's a really good point.
Mm.
I think there's so much that goes on in our heart of hearts that we don't always get to express in a church environment.
Mm.
And so they do go unanswered. Those questions kind of do just fall by the wayside. And I think too, there's, okay, we're looking at the church, but there's also, we have to remember that spiritual enemy that's out there that wants to bring confusion, wants to bring condemnation, wants to bring all of those other elements into it as well.
Mm.
And so I think particularly young girls are finding it hard to have their voice heard or to even feel confident enough to ask the questions.
Mm. Are parents stumping up with answers?
Well, I think that a lot of parents are trying really hard to do their best for their children, but I sometimes feel as if parents are also scared to tell the truth. Well, our parents, you know, in our generation were, to talk to your child quite candidly about things that perhaps you're like, oh, maybe they shouldn't know about. It's a very hard, I mean, I can imagine for a parent, it's a bit of a hard area for them to even enter into. So I think parents are trying their best, but I think sometimes they're falling short of the mark, which is not their fault.
No.
And this is not a condemnation thing at all. I just think it's hard.
Yeah, it is. I'm a parent. I have a 20-year-old daughter going on 21.
Right.
And we're going to talk about, in fact, we're going to talk about a lot of these issues this week and next week on the program and go into each one in a whole bunch more detail.
Mm.
But I have this sense that the world is so different from when I was growing up.
That's right.
And someone shifted the goalposts and I'm still expected to kick a goal, but I don't know where the goalposts are.
Right.
And it's not an easy thing. So
no,
we're going
not.
To talk over the next couple of weeks about all of these issues. I'm really glad you can join us.
Thanks,
now, the magazine is an e-mag, right? So
yes,
it's online.
Yes, it is.
MickeyMagazine.com, MICIMagazine.com. Subscription is free.
Okay,
absolutely
so
free.
If you happen to be a young woman or you have a young woman in your life and you want to get hold of some of these issues, MickeyMagazine.com. We'll talk again tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bernie.
We love sharing the gospel with as many people as possible so they can experience a real and tangible relationship with God. So before we go, I'd like to tell you about our free daily devotional to help you and your friends draw even closer to God. It's called Fresh. Each day you'll receive a powerful scripture together with some words of inspiration, hope and encouragement. The best news is that it's free and delivered right to your inbox each and every day, where you can choose to read, listen or watch the daily video. Completely up to you. It's God's Word, Fresh, for you each day. To receive your free devotional, just hop on the website freshdevotional.org. You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign up waiting for you right there. And as a bonus, I'll also send you a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? So head to the website and sign up to receive Fresh. We pray that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through His Word. That web address, again, in case you missed it, is freshdevotional.org. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.